Out here at the 2025 Farm Progress Show, Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios for WITY, in the Illinois Soybean Association tent here on the grounds, and found one of our great sponsors, Precision Conservation Management, and with them, Greg Goodwin, talking with us here today. Greg, how we doing?
Doing very well. Yeah, can't beat the weather this year, so really happy to be here.
I know that is going to probably have an uptick in the amount of folks that are going to be coming into Gates, especially today with very nice weather, not a cloud in the sky right now.
I would say yes. Yeah, I imagine attendance will be up this year, probably close to record, if not record attendance, I'd imagine.
So let's talk a little bit about PCM and their mission, what you guys are trying to get across out here to folks at Farm Progress.
Absolutely. So yeah, PCM, we are here to help serve farmers and help them understand the economics of conservation. And then farmers that are interested in potentially making practice changes related to their in-field production methods, whether that be tillage, cover cropping, nutrient management, specifically nitrogen used for corn production. Basically here to help farmers ease their fears around the economics around that, help provide transparency there, and then also connect them with any kind of conservation incentives that may be available to them, you know, regionally in their local geography, things like that. And then, you know, be a technical assistant resource. So we have staff that are on the ground that work one-on-one with farmers, help them better understand their infield management data on a pass-by-pass basis at the field level, and just, yeah, help them understand anything they want to know around those kind of issues and making decisions around it. And so we're very happy to talk to farmers related to any of that kind of stuff and yeah, pair them with conservation funding that may be available to them.
The uptick in cover crops the last couple of years has been rather noticeable here, particularly in East Central Illinois. Take us through what that looks like around the rest of the state of Illinois and around the area. I'm sure that it probably was a little slower to catch on in some areas than others, but tell us a little bit about what that growth's been like.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think we have absolutely seen an uptick. I mean, there are a number of good conservation efforts going on throughout the state. PCM and Illinois Corn, both members of the Illinois Sustainable Ag Partnership, amongst a number of other conservation groups, all focused on this, you know, really trying to help farmers get their nutrient loss in check. That's one of the main reasons why PCM was started, Illinois Sustainable Ag Partnership was started. And what we're really trying to do is, yeah, help farmers make that transition a little easier. We have seen an uptick. I think we still have a really long way to go. I think on average as a state, we're hovering somewhere around 7% adoption of cover crops. Frankly, a bit of a tough sell right now with the way the ag economy is, you know, high input, low commodity prices, that definitely makes it more challenging. And I will say, I think Illinois is unique amongst some of our neighboring states in that we have, you know, some flatter landscapes, some higher fertility landscapes than some of our neighboring states that have a little bit higher adoption. And so the resource concern there in Illinois is not quite the same as some of our neighbors, you know, that are farming on higher slope soils and that we do see in parts of our state, but, you know, not in the central flat fertile area. And so cover crops are a little bit of a tougher sell there. I think lots of good reasons to still do them, to hang on to your nitrogen, you know, get that part right. But yeah, still a tough sell there. That's part of what we're here to do with PCM is to help you understand, again, the economics of those decisions and help you walk through that, especially if you're in one of these flatter, more fertile areas. You got to do it for the right reasons. You got to pair yourself with the right kind of covers to address the concerns you have on your farm. But
every little bit helps. I know one of the more popular initiatives that you guys have teamed up with is with PepsiCo, and they're looking to try to reduce their carbon footprint with some of the things that they're doing. That initiative has been a big boon for farmers that take advantage of it. Tell us a little bit about what that's like for folks that may have not heard about that.
Absolutely. So yes, we operate a Scope 3 emissions reduction program with PepsiCo, as well as Walmart actually co-funds that project. And we're always exploring new opportunities there with new companies to partner there. But really what we're doing is PepsiCo sources a lot of corn from the central Illinois area and actually from all over the state when you add up all the different areas they source from. And essentially, we are helping to broker an incentive program for them, passing incentive dollars to farmers who are interested in making a practice change, and in some cases, even those who are already doing reduced tillage practices or cover cropping. And that, you know, helps add a carrot to farmers who are looking to potentially make that practice change, but, you know, need a little bit of financial assistance to get them over that hump. And it has. It's been a great program. We are essentially then tabulating the carbon benefit and the environmental benefit of those practices and passing that along to PepsiCo so they can claim that as a company. And really kind of everybody wins in that situation. It's pairing the end user of the commodity that the farmers are growing down to the farm level where it's coming from and you know, working throughout the entire supply and value chain there to try to help everybody win. And again, we're here as kind of, you know, folks who maybe have a bit more trust from the farmer side and help to tabulate all that data and roll that up and into their emissions accounting. And it's a fantastic program. We're continuing to look to try to spread the footprint and grow that throughout the state. Yeah, we just look forward to continuing to play this role and help, yeah, connect farmers with that crucial funding to get them over that, you know, financial hump that sometimes exists with these practices.
For folks that want to get more information, maybe start that trek, find out if this is the right situation for them, or maybe to get more information on those initiatives, how do folks reach out to PCF?
Yeah, so you can visit our website at precisionconservation.org. You can find us there, and there we've got links to find a specialist in your area to connect any farmers or interested parties to our website, and we can go from there.
That's Greg Goodwin. Thanks for joining us, Greg.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Good folks here at Precision Conservation Management in the Illinois Soybean Association tent. Make sure you visit them when you're heading out to the 2025 Farm Progress Show. We'll have more reports coming up throughout the week here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.